Well, yeah, I'm here. Publicly distributed. Oh, that's great.
But our names don't are kept confidential.
And they'll say, boy, they talk in half sentences. Typical of sisters. And interrupt one another constantly. 500 times in the past 30 minutes.
The package came today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good. You
impressive.
Didn't open it, right?
Huh?
You didn't open it. It just had
It had the book and then the two gift certificates.
Right. You didn't open the book, did you?
No, but there was a little hole. So I kind of peeked, but
oh.
I didn't really see it.
Yeah, compared to last previous years, it's going to be a very simple package.
Well, that's probably good.
Well,
you guys are moving and, you know.
Well, actually, I think I spent as much. It just doesn't look good. Now, I do have a little something for Jim that's going to go out tomorrow. It's just a little something.
Oh, well, okay.
Oh, I have all my boxes. I said, Pat doesn't even appreciate it, you know. And I thought, don't you think he should say thanks? And he just said, I would do it if you didn't do it. And it's like, but I just like the idea of having it done and off, you know. I mean, we have a couple godchildren.
Oh, the Pat, you mean the Christmas shopping scent?
Yeah, the shopping for, you know, a lot of his family, you know. Just,
right.
I mean, you know.
Do you buy for everybody in his family?
No, we do a
Pollyanna.
Bring all the kids. So, you know, actually we got the family in New York, Rita.
Excuse me.
I can't hear. Can you be quiet?
Sorry, go ahead.
The family in New York, Rita and Buzz.
Uh-huh.
And Annie picks Sarah, which is one of their daughters. So I actually I had a real little something for their other daughter, and I thought just so she has something to open, you know.
That was nice.
And they get the package. But, Kevin, you need to go to bed. You know that. All right, I'll give you a little bit. Come and take a sip of my water. Come here.
Let me talk to him.
So anyway, okay, yeah, I guess. So you want to say goodnight to Aunt Lois? Tell Aunt Lois is very, I can't believe he's off so late. Pat's out of town tonight. Hold on just a minute. Here he is.
Oh.
Say it. Tell Aunt Lois that how you saw Santa
yesterday. I saw Santa and he gave me candy.
Really? Did you ask him what you want for Christmas?
Not yet.
Not yet? Tell me what you want for, what do you want Santa Claus to bring you for Christmas? Do you know? No? No? What?
I missed you.
Oh, you miss me? I miss you too, Kev. I miss you so much. I wish I could come and see you right now. I wish I could come down there and wrestle you on the floor and do big cherry bellies on your stomach.
What's that mean?
Remember I would blow bubbles on your stomach and tickle you? Do you remember that? Yeah, you forgot. I'm going to have to come down and do it. It
yeah,
was fun. I may have tickled you and made you laugh.
But where's Dana and Gaten?
Dana is in her room doing her homework, and Gaten is taking a shower. And where's Annie?
She's in bed.
Is she sleeping?
In her crib.
In her crib? And how about you? Are you being a good boy?
You know what?
What?
I read good the whole time when we went to the park, to the public, to the store.
You were good when you went to see Santa Claus?
We went to go to see botanics.
Botanics?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's when you see the car going up.
Oh. Was it fun?
Yeah, but they didn't use it because know how to, you know what? The guys who were there to change the oil down and wait those big things in the basement.
Uh-huh.
And then they take the oil out.
Oh.
And put, they'll go underneath the car.
Oh, okay.
And
well,
they'll go down the stairs to the basement.
Uh-huh.
And then they'll take the old oil out.
Oh, yeah.
And put the new oil in.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it does?
Yes, and the old oil's all black and dirty.
Yeah, but...
And the new oil's all clean.
Yeah, but the oil...
Yeah.
It doesn't so good.
No. No.
It smells like stinky.
Oh, it's stinky? Yeah, it is stinky. Well, listen, you're going to go to bed now? Because I have to talk to you. I have to talk to your mom about something very important about what I'm going to send you for Christmas. So you need to go to bed so I can talk to your mommy about that.
But,
Because I'm going to send you a surprise.
Well, she stopped in go to sleep when she wants to go to sleep.
No, I want to talk to your mom now.
Or do you tell her to go to sleep?
Who?
Dana.
Oh. She goes to sleep when she's ready to go to sleep. But actually, she usually goes to sleep by 9:30. So, you know, she's going to go to bed in about 15 minutes because she has to get up early for school. So she's tired. Can you give the phone to your mom right now?
But then, know how the new oil goes in?
Kevin? I need to talk to your mom.
But,
okay.
No, I need to tell you how the new oil is going.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you give the phone to your mom first?
The new oil, then it goes all the way down into the black thing.
Uh-huh.
And then goes into the car down, weakens
okay.
the car, and then
okay.
you get to drive the car.
All right, sweetheart. I'm going to give you a big kiss. Kiss me. All right.
Time for me to go to bed.
All right. Good night, sweetheart. I love you.
I love you, too.
I'll see you soon.
Yes, good night, big boy. You can take a sip of my water and then go. Okay? Now go. Oh, he's going to give me trouble.
Oh, God.
Wait a minute. Okay, come on. Go. Take a sip right there. Right there.
So where's Pat? Really excellent boy today, and it was such a pleasure compared to, say, yesterday. He was just so good. I went to the oil connection. That's what he's telling you about.
Oh.
Oil change.
Uh-huh.
It was interesting how they go. I didn't realize that they go downstairs. I should have realized I've been there before, but
uh-huh.
instead of jacking the car up,
oh.
they walk down these stairs.
Huh.
They're like under the car. They have like a hole.
Cool. He got a big kick out of it. Made an impression.
Yeah, it was really quick. You know, I mean, I was like, I just stayed right there while they did it, you know.
So
and they vacuum your car out. That's the best part.
Mm. So any bids on the house?
Well, you know, we almost had an offer tonight. The realtor calls. Oh. Pat's out of town, and the realtor calls, and she's bringing you an offer tonight. These people saw it last night at 7 o'clock.
Were they the ones who came by the second time?
No. I'm trying to think.
I guess I Sunday
was.
I talked
who
to Pat.
Was that?
Huh?
I can't even remember who that was,
okay.
though, at this time.
This is somebody else.
Isn't that terrible? Yeah, I have... Yeah, you know, we've been getting some showings, which she ran a classified ad on Sunday, and we did reduce the price.
Okay.
And she was thrilled that she got, like, 6 or 7 calls, and I said, well, we usually got that when we ran it, so I feel like she probably hasn't been running classifieds every week, and she probably should,
mm.
you know, every Sunday, because it's just, does, you know, that
wonderful.
Seems to do the, you know, get the traffic.
Right.
But anyway, so.
So?
Exhausting. But anyway, so she said that, and then it was... I had a feeling it was going to be low, you know, but
uh-huh.
she called, she was going to meet them at her office at 7 and come over here at like 8:30, and Pat is like arriving in Chicago at 8, so I left a message at his hotel, call me, you know, she was like, you know, we can maybe come to an agreement on the price tonight, you know,
uh-huh.
and I was thinking, okay, you know, she's trying not to get too psyched, but
right,
getting pretty
right.
psyched, you know,
right.
I'm thinking, okay, it'll be good to have the house sold, Christmas will feel like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, and then, you know, I always know. See, I know from, like, Peggy. She has put contracts on houses and then not bought them. And, you know, she's not a fake person or anything, but she has to sell her condo. She's got her condo up for sale, you know, their condo. But, you know, I always said, you know, you teach me that you shouldn't get excited until you get to the closing table, you know, because
right.
of all the stuff that can happen.
Right.
So even if you get a contract. But anyway, so then she calls me at, like, 7. She says, I'm at my office. She says, I have bad news. They called and they put an offer in a house for sale by owner that was, she said, $20,000 more. I don't know if they put the offer in for $120,000 and it was a house that was for $138,000. And then they, you know, I don't know if he didn't accept it or just never got back to them, but he called them today and said, you know, I accept your offer. So they're still debating. They still like our house, but this one, it might be in a little nicer neighborhood. I don't know. You know, she kind of gave me the area where it was. So
uh-huh.
it's, you know, if they decide to, you know, that they like the mortgage payment better, you know, $10,000 us, because our house is now 115. Uh-huh. They probably were going to offer one or 105, but we really, you know, probably we can only go down to 110 because we just reduced it. So I feel like.
What were you originally asking?
I was at 124.9 originally, but Pat said that was ridiculously too high, whatever. So we went with the realtor, and she suggested, she said 119 is priced to sell. And then, you know, a couple, I don't know if this is like a month and a half has gone by. And she says, you know, she feels, she likes our house. You know, the realtor, she says, it's a dollhouse. I really like your house. And she says, I can't believe it hasn't sold. You know, everybody's saying this, can't believe it hasn't sold.
Oh, yeah. And so, so you're asking 115 now?
Yeah, so we're asking 115.
God, I wish I could have that.
God, I'll tell
That's less than we paid for this house.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. And it's like, you know, I mean, I've got 3 bedrooms, 1.5 baths, and you've got 4 bedrooms and 3 bathrooms.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
We have the basement, though. So.
Oh, big
but
deal. You've got a family room. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You know, the,
And you've got that
the,
big kitchen.
Me off is this lady on the other side, you know, the road, not U.S. Highway 1, but the other road,
uh-huh.
the other end, across the street, on the corner. Now, she did have, like, a bigger lot, and she did have a small pool, which I realize adds value. But she's, like, right on the corner of this heavily trafficked road. She was asking 138, and she sold her house. I saw it on the inside, and it was, I thought it was a mess. You know, horrible shag carpeting, wallpaper she was peeling off in the kitchen. She had crap all over it, and she sold it. She, like, put her for sale sign out, like, within a day. It's so
Get out.
So mad.
And she was selling it on her own?
Selling it on her own.
And she got 138?
I'm disappointing. You know, get back in bed. Get back in bed. I'm going to count to 3, and then I want to drag you back in bed, and that's not going to be fun. Okay, well, we're allowed to do this type of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Get back in bed.
No.
1.
No.
2.
No.
3. That's it.
No.
Then you come out again, you're going to spank it. Let's go. He was been so good, and now he's reverting back to always. Come on. I'm not dragging you. Go. Walk. Oh, one end of the house to the other. You can imagine how it's going to be in the other house upstairs, downstairs.
So Pat's in Chicago?
Yeah, he's just going for Sanity O'Hare Airport.
Oh.
Don't come out again or you will get spanked. You go get your, I'll bring, get your stuffed animal. Get in the bed.
So anyway, they'll hear a spanking on the phone.
Father you. So what were you going to say? Oh, so anyway, he stayed at O'Hare Hilton right there, so he's not even getting to go into the city or anything. Which he's been there. You've been there or no?
Never.
It's so beautiful. I love it. I've only been there a couple times for work, but it's nice.
Never been.
Dallas just didn't have the personality. There was a cute little warehouse area when I went, you know, but and Greg took us to another area that was nice, but it just, you know, didn't have the complete, I don't know what that Chicago has.
So, have you been to Savannah?
Have I been to Savannah? Yes. One time with Pat for like a weekend or something.
Uh-huh.
And it's nice. Pat really liked it better than I did. It was so bloody hot.
Oh, I remember
it
now. Yeah, yeah. You
and then cool. Also I saw cockroaches on the ground, you
Ew.
Know, of the city.
Ew.
But really it is, you know, really charming and historic. And
right.
But, I mean, I was just like, it was like riverfront. And I just remember, I mean, Florida's hot too, believe me. I don't know if it was hotter, but just, you know, the stores along the riverfront, you know,
yeah.
I was like ducking in them just to get some AC. It was
Were you pregnant at the time?
I don't think so. I'm trying to, that's a good question.
I think maybe you were pregnant.
Maybe I was with Kevin, but
I think you were. I think that's what you were saying. You know, you really felt the heat because you were.
But
pregnant.
I'm telling you, it was. I mean, even if you weren't, it was just really. Just
what time of the year were you there?
Like 1,000%. I can't remember. I'm sure it was.
Okay.
You said you were on a place. Where are you going?
I have it. There's a possibility I may get to go to a conference in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to Jim, and the airfare to Atlanta is so cheap. It's $144 round trip.
What's the problem? Get back in that bed. Well, that's too bad. You get back in that bed. You know what time it is? 9:40. Now get in bed. Go. I'm just walking in this door, and you get in that bed. Get in that bed. Keep going. Keep going. And don't ruin it. Don't ruin this the next day. I need a baby. Stay in that bed. You come out again, and you will get spanked. That was your last chance. What's the bell? Sorry.
Okay.
Anyway, so good. I went, you know, after I did that, I went to Sam's, which is like a Costco.
Yeah, I know.
And I brought food. And I shopped there for like an hour and a half with the kids, buying Christmas presents. You know, which normally I'm not able to,
right, to do.
Look around or anything. Mm-hmm. They were really good.
Mm. So how are you doing with your Christmas shopping?
Pretty good. I got like some books today, mainly a bunch of books. I spent about $100, but I got like books and food, coffee gift, and a cake gift of like three little loaves, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? A calendar. That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
No Sports Illustrated calendar, so I look for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, so this conference in Atlanta is in March,
mm-hmm.
and the airfare is very cheap. It's $144 round trip.
Mm, that is cheap.
Yeah, so.
It's in March?
It's in March. And my goal, it would be, if I got to go, I would like to go to the conference, but go earlier in the week,
mm-hmm.
because it's spring break. The conference is Thursday through Saturday, like into Sunday.
Mm.
So what I'd like to do is go on Sunday or Saturday, and do a little trip, side trip to Savannah, because I've never seen it, and I've always wanted to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I read that book, Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil.
Oh, was it good?
Yes, it was excellent, and it really seeped you in the culture and the, you know, the whole
ambiance. What's it about?
Of Savannah.
You always have to.
It's actually a true story of a murder that took mm-hmm. place, and it's kind of treated like a fictional mystery. I mean,
mm-hmm.
what he did was the reporter. I think he was a reporter for the New York Times.
Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil?
Yeah. It's been on the bestseller list for a long time.
Okay.
But anyway, so he was a reporter for the New York Times, I believe. He went down there to investigate this murder, and he spent 7 years down there, and he wrote this book.
Hmm.
And it won the Southern Book Critics Award, and he's the first northerner to ever get the
mm-hmm.
Southern Book Critics Award. It's like they were so impressed with this book. And it's very...
Hold on just a minute.
Kevin, stop it. Good night. Now stop that or I'm going to come in and spank. Put your covers on.
He's driving me crazy. Now,
how about if you just let him go until we get off the phone?
He's screaming. Go ahead. All right, go ahead. So keep going.
So anyway, the book is very, you know, it immerses you in the culture and the ambiance of Savannah, and it's very well written and enjoyable.
No, I feel like I might have read something about it.
It's
a
pleasure reading.
Okay. Well, that's it. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So that's what got me interested in seeing
mm-hmm.
Savannah. But his descriptions
how far is it from Atlanta?
It's actually a 4-hour drive,
mm-hmm.
so it's not
like.
Are you
talking about meeting Jim?
Well, I don't know. I was talking about maybe.
Could you please turn off that kitchen light, Dana? Right now.
It's not worth it if your conference goes through Sunday, though.
Well, if I got there on a Saturday or a Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and I stayed and did the trip to Savannah first. And then came back to Atlanta on a Thursday for the conference, you know, or a Wednesday
mm-hmm.
night maybe,
mm-hmm.
you know, then it would be worth it because I'd have like 3 or 4 days
mm-hmm.
in Savannah.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't think we can really afford it. And so I'm not going to, you know, I'm just trying not to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be a golden opportunity for the two of us to get away,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Well, why do you guys plan on coming down here next Christmas? Because I know Pat's going to have, I told everybody this year, the excuse is we shouldn't.
You're moving.
And $1,000. We're not moving for Christmas. We're moving in January now.
Right.
But then next Christmas, we know it's going to be first Christmas in our new house.
Oh.
So why don't you guys plan on coming down, and then you can leave the kids with us, and you guys can go off to the Keys or something.
Well.
Why not? I want to come up for Christmas. I'm dying to come up for Christmas, but I know Pat's going to pull that chip.
Well, I don't blame him. I mean, we really don't have the room. It's hard.
Well, how do you do?
Yeah.
In the basement. You know, Greg wasn't there. That's the only deterrent, really. I'm almost like, we have some frequent flyer mileage, you know.
Uh-huh.
We're probably looking at, if I put Annie in a car seat, 4 tickets, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but just like you.
Yeah,
I'm almost like, oh, let's go up. But then I think, oh, Greg's going to be there. It's going to be all crowded.
Oh.
But...
Yeah, it's too bad.
Anyway.
That's really a shame. It'd be good for you to get away right now, wouldn't it?
All of us?
Huh?
All of us or just me?
Well, all of you.
Mm.
Come up for the, you know, Christmas and you don't have to do the tree and all that.
Yeah.
Right. Are you packing? Did you start to pack?
No. Haven't even started.
Really?
Right. Because I don't really want people who can't see the house to think, oh, they're moving, you know. They'll really accept a low offer.
Oh, okay. Mm. That's a good point. Yeah.
I did start getting rid of some stuff. I took some stuff to this consignment.
That, yeah, that's a good
like
thing.
It was like a half goes to charity and half goes to you.
Mm-hmm. That's a good deal.
Yeah, so that was good to do. I got rid of, I felt bad. Remember that picture that Nick gave us of the little colored girl?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that great?
Well, it was a cute. It was well done, and they only priced that at like $10 or something.
God.
I can't believe it. But, I mean, it was... It was very realistic looking, you know what I mean? It was very, very realistic looking. I mean, yeah, you see some pictures.
Yeah, I guess.
But I just didn't, you know, it just didn't do anything for me. It was like a black mat.
Right.
And then I had those other pictures that were like with the sofa and the chairs, remember?
Uh-huh.
And I got rid of those. But those frames are nice. And I thought, boy, I'm going to get rid of these in the frame, and I'm going to, like, get something that needs that size of frame.
Oh, well, now you're
but
smart to get rid of stuff. It's less,
I know.
Less
I'm really
pack.
Bad about it, though.
And move.
Indecisive.
I think you're doing fine.
Well,
you're doing fine.
I mean, I just have real organizational problems. Like, I have these night tables in my kitchen that are holding the microwave. And
yeah.
In that cabinet, there is just a bunch of shit. And I feel like it would take me like a day.
Donna.
I have a bag of papers by my filing cabinet.
Everybody has that in their house.
No, my neighbor doesn't, Evie, across the street.
Well, you know, she's one of those people. I had breakfast Saturday morning with a friend of mine who's married but doesn't have any kids. And so towards the end of the meal, I looked at her and I said, so, did you start your Christmas shopping yet? And she lowered her eyes and she said, I'm done. And I was like, what do you mean you're done? What do you mean you're done? She said, well, I have to shop all year round because Tom has 26 nieces and nephews,
oh,
and we're expected to buy for every one of them. And I was like, what are you, crazy?
Oh,
you don't
because
even have any
have
kids,
children?
And you have to buy for all these kids?
You know what, because they don't have children, and the other children do a round robin, right? Because that's the way it was with Pat's family. But we were never expected to, but we always just did because we thought we don't always remember their birthdays, so,
right.
You know.
What's a round robin, like a Pollyanna?
Yeah, Pollyanna.
Yeah, that's what she said. They do a Pollyanna, the ones that have kids,
yeah,
and the ones that don't.
Awful.
And I was like, well... She says, it's expected. I was like, God. I mean, she gets some little, like, $5 things, but still,
yeah.
26
right.
times 5, I mean, that's a lot of, you know.
That's only 125, but yeah.
But still,
she
I mean,
it's
the buying,
from.
The wrapping, you know.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. Pain in the ass.
Yeah, who wants to think about 26 people? God.
Yeah.
I'm all bah humbug this year anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like.
Well, I don't know if you have this, but we have people that we bought for in past years, like my friend LaVon. Well, I hardly see her anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I like her. Enormously, but
right.
for some reason I only see her maybe once a year, twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so she's got her husband, her two kids. Do we get for that whole family?
Right.
I don't think so. You know,
no.
But what do you do when you have kids? When
well, you know, it's a good thing to do. It's not like mommy.
A family gift.
A family gift or something for the house. Like okay, a photo album, a picture frame, a box of really nice imported chocolates. You know, depending
yeah.
on what you want to spend.
Yeah.
Like
that's a nice idea, the box of chocolates. Yeah. Because
I'll give, you know.
But I mean, you know, if you give a picture of him, it's like, I feel like, well, there's nothing for the kids in that, but.
Well, that's all right. She can put her picture of her kids in that.
Yeah. Right.
You know, a photo album. Right. You know, a video that, like, they could all enjoy.
Right.
You know, like, you can get videos for $10 or $15, like
yeah.
a Disney video.
Yeah,
you know, if you think they might not have it.
You're just full of gift ideas.
Yeah, I haven't done any shopping.
I like the food items, you know.
I do, too. I really like this. And as a matter of fact, I'm taking Friday off to go Christmas shopping.
You have a Sam's there or no?
Like we have a...
can you go? Do you still have...
What do you call it? A BJ's. But I don't belong anymore.
Yeah.
And I haven't gone in
they
a long time.
They get some
time.
Interesting Christmas items. Like today I got the... I don't really know if it's a good deal, but it's like... was like three loaves. Like a banana nut, a chocolate mint, and a butter pecan.
Uh-huh.
So I actually... In one case, I split it up
uh-huh.
for Rita, and I gave her the Rita and Buzz were giving the money towards the computer, but I wanted them to have something to open, so I gave a little a calendar. You know, they have those calendars.
And who's
always
this, Pat's sister?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then the loaf, cake, and then, like, three little coffees.
That's nice.
You know, I split the coffee gift and the loaf, and so that people are getting cake and coffee as a
present. That's a nice idea.
Yeah.
We have a coffee club here in Media, and they sell this very good gourmet coffee,
mm-hmm.
different flavors. And,
right.
You know, so that was one idea I had.
Have you ever tried that Starbucks?
Yeah, when I was down there.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Really?
Where were you? Oh, in...
when I was at your place. You had it.
Down here? No,
we your house. Yes.
At our house.
Yes,
okay,
at your house.
Mm-hmm.
So, Cousin Ellen and Lou.
What do you get them?
Like, what do I get them? Right. So, well, there's this Italian specialty store where I shop a lot.
Right.
I go every week now. And they have a lot of different really good imported chocolates,
mm-hmm.
you know, different other kind of foods, too. So I thought, well, you know, like for $6.99, it looks really nice. It's these, they're all, like, individually wrapped, and they're in this circular plastic things, so you can see them in a tray,
mm-hmm.
like just these imported Italian candies.
Right.
And they look really pretty. Like, I think I gave one to Mommy one time for something.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, that's about...
Oh, speaking of... Go ahead.
Oh, speaking of Mommy, I have this... Actually, I'm planning to pick it up tomorrow or Thursday. There's a 20% off sale at our campus bookstore for the holidays.
Yeah.
For 3 days, and... I want to get her, unless you have already picked out a random.
No, the birthing,
yeah.
What's the deal with
okay.
that? She doesn't want it? Didn't talk to her?
No, I talked to her, but I forgot to ask her.
Okay. So go ahead.
So I had, there's this Frank Sinatra book. It's like this big hardback with all these pictures, retrospective. It comes with a CD. Now, I know she doesn't have a CD player, but I can have Gayton make a copy onto a tape for her.
Uh-huh.
And she might get a CD player.
Now, I got her this Frank Sinatra duet. I may have gotten her the duet, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, she has that.
But I also got her that big retrospective. It was like 3 tapes. So she has...
Audio tape or videotape?
Audio.
Okay, see, last year I got her 2 Frank Sinatra videotapes, and she was thrilled.
Oh, really?
She loved it. She was just beside herself. I mean, she's such a groupie. It's really cute.
Yeah.
So I thought, this book is $45, and I'll get it for 20% off, so, you know...
Uh-huh.
It'll be of course, there's sales tax, but still.
So what do you suggest I get her then? Okay, what are we doing? If we're doing separate presents, I have to think of something.
We
could still get her the birth ring for her birthday if she wants it.
Yeah, that's a nice thought.
But tell me what I should get her.
Surprised.
The only thing I've gotten her so far is this hot pink straw bag that I saw when I was in Dallas. I thought it was cute.
Oh, yeah, she would like that.
But that's
right
all I got.
Really?
It was like $6.
Put something in it.
On sale. Like what?
I don't know.
She got that CK. I got her that CK1 last year. She liked that.
Oh, did
for
she?
For her birthday.
Okay.
Got her.
Okay. Oh yeah. You know. I don't know. It's she's.
Oh, sick. I always get her like she says. Don't get me any more T-shirts. Don't get me makeup bag. You know. I always think of the same things. Beach cover options.
Right. I don't know. Like, can you buy cold weather things?
Yeah, like what?
Like gloves or no? She has a lot of gloves.
She's like,
know.
Yeah.
She's hard to buy for. It's true. Well, I have dibs on the Frank Sinatra book. So.
Okay,
I
won't get
you
that. Book
oh, there's
time.
A new. It's probably a small fortune, but there's a new audio recording out. This big retrospective of his stuff.
Well, that'd be too much like what I got her before.
No. This is like. The whole thing, the golden years and all. I know it's expensive on CD, but maybe on tape it wouldn't be that bad.
Well, that's what I got her. She's got like 3 tapes of Frank Sinatra.
We can never have enough Frank Sinatra tapes.
Yeah, but I mean, it's very good. I have a friend of mine that I work with at the time copied it for myself and for himself.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's very good, but I mean, it has like... I think every Frank Sinatra song.
Well, all right, maybe Tony Bennett. How about? I mean, those are things that are small and easy to send
Tony
too.
Tony Bennett.
Well, she likes Tony Bennett.
She does.
Yeah, and she likes who's the woman that's good? That's old. That used to sing in those days.
The woman.
I don't know.
Ella Fitzgerald. No.
Judy
Garland. No.
Liza Minnelli.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has seen her.
Yeah. Something like that.
Liza Minnelli.
Oh, Barbara Streisand. You know, go and get her music.
Yeah.
She'd be happy with that. That's a good gift.
Yeah, she just has a tape.
Right. So the tapes are less expensive, and they're easy to pack and send.
So if you think like a couple tapes in the bag, anything else?
Yeah, that's fine.
Or does she like bath things?
Yeah.
Bubble bath.
Yeah, you know, she puts it in the drawer.
Yeah, she keeps it.
So, okay, so that's Mommy. Then, then Greg. That's the big one. Greg. And I offered, Mommy was like, well, I don't know what to get him. I said, well, Mom, do you want me to get something
for Greg from you, because she was going to give him a check, and I felt so bad. I was like, oh, I know he hates that.